Insurance companies participating in the state's health exchange asked regulators for an average increase of around 13% over last year. The Department of Financial Services, however, determined that was too much. According to the department, insurance companies were hoping to get a total of $2 billion more from consumers. But instead, DFS says they will get an extra $1 billion next year. Elizabeth Benjamin is a co-founder of Healthcare for All New York, a consumer health nonprofit. She says the state is taking the middle ground between what other states have increased premiums by and what the Congressional Budget Office estimates as the actual increased cost of health care.
You know, health plans, why are you asking for a 12.5% increase when really costs are only going up by whatever, 3%? We'll give you another percent or two, but not much more. And that seems eminently reasonable to me.
The increases differ per insurer. Aetna Health, for example, will raise rates nearly 8%, while rates for North Shore LIJ's Care Connect will drop more than 14%. Officials say that individual rates for 2015 are more than half of what they were before the Affordable Care Act. Charles Lane, WSHU News.